Sometimes major decisions are made with a simple voice vote with only a few people present.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Do you have a motion to adjourn?
And with that, the commissioners of the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority gave their approval yesterday to a plan to help a developer borrow over $1 billion through tax-free government bonds. The goal, to finally finish a planned mega mall in the Meadowlands that was first dreamed up at least 13 years ago. 4 governors, 3 developers, and billions of dollars later, the mall still hasn't opened its doors. WNYC's Ilya Maritz is here with details on the plan to finally open the mall they call American Dream. Good morning, Ilya.
Good morning.
So give us a recap. What's American Dream supposed to be, and what does it look like now?
Well, it's supposed to be something we haven't seen much in this country. That is a Dubai-style destination with tons of shopping, plus an indoor ski slope, a water park, a Ferris wheel. Some of the pledged tenants so far include, at the very high end, Hermes. At the medium or low end, you have Toys R Us. It's kind of all things to all people. That's what it's supposed to be anyway. But New Jersey is not Dubai, and what we have now is a huge unfinished building along the New Jersey Turnpike. Thousands of people drive past it every day, and it's a bit of an eyesore. The developer, 555, says they will need about $2.6 billion to complete it and open the doors.
All right, we heard that voice vote just a couple of minutes ago. That was held yesterday by commissioners of a public entity. What exactly were they voting on?
Well, that $2.6 billion has to come from somewhere. And so what they were voting on was a plan to issue a portion of the debt, basically using government bonds to bring in about $1.1 billion from investors. And this is complicated. We're looking at 2 different batches of tax-free government bonds backed by different sources of collateral. One of those bonds is going to be paid off from sales tax receipts, as much as $390 million that would otherwise go into New Jersey's coffers will pay private bondholders instead. So that is a big public subsidy. Then there's an additional $1.5 billion 555 wants to raise directly from private investors. Maybe the weirdest wrinkle in all of this, though, is this. Those government bonds, they're not going to be issued by New Jersey or any New Jersey state agency or town. They're going to be issued by the Wisconsin Public Finance Authority.
So they want to issue debt through the state of Wisconsin. Is that unusual to go to a different state?
Yes, it is, but it is not as unusual as it used to be. Mm-hmm. In the last few years, Wisconsin has made kind of a cottage industry of doing bond deals that for one reason or another won't fly in their own states. Bloomberg News did an analysis earlier this year. They noted that more than half of the 17 deals Wisconsin did last year for other states were for borrowers who are probably below investment grade. Now, I don't know what developer 555, I don't know what rating this developer 555 would get, but you have to consider this. They are the 3rd developer to tackle this site. It's been delayed and delayed and delayed and troubled. And honestly, I think confidence in the project has to be a little lower.
Well, you know, as we've been saying, the site has not been making substantial progress for years now. It actually looks abandoned at this point. How quickly could things get moving?
555 wants to move fast. As you say, there are no workers on the site right now. The cranes are idle. The developer says they want to get financing in place by September and start construction at the end of September. There's still several more layers of government approval to go through, hoops to jump through before Wisconsin can start selling those bonds. We also have 3 banks involved, Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank, and JP Morgan Chase. And the likely investors they're talking with are going to be scrutinizing this deal. They're going to want to know, what happens if the mall opens and people don't come, or the financial projections don't work out as expected? Who gets repaid first? Who goes last? And if the whole thing goes belly up, can they foreclose? What assets can they seize? I may sound gloomy, but this project has been on the works for so long. And as I say, it's been delayed and delayed and delayed. When Governor Christie announced the current developer, 555, that was back in 2011. He thought it was going to be open for the 2014 Super Bowl in the Meadowlands. That didn't work out.
WNYC's Ilya Maritz, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.